Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply. It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, we have a very diverse show for you today during the first hour. We've got the Blueprint Power Hour with Coach Rob Regish, where he answers your questions about training, nutrition, supplementation, and more. Then at the top of the second hour, we've all heard about antibiotic use in children. Lots of concerns about it. We're going to talk about a study that shows antibiotic use in early life disrupts normal gut microbe development. And this is a very important topic because I'm going to interweave into this discussion today a study that was just published yesterday that looks at the malformed or a poor diversity of gut microbes in children delivered under cesarean section, which I happen to be one. Maybe that's my problem. But anyway, without further ado, let's run the music.
Calling all Blueprint Army, fall in line. It's time for the Blueprint Power Hour with Coach Rob Regish on the Superhuman Radio Network.
Hey, Rob, how you doing?
I'm doing fantastic.
Okay, I gotta ask you, there's a rumor going around, and I gotta ask you on the air if it's true.
Okay.
Is it true that you're publishing a book?
It is. And last week, I promised big news, and it's here. The pre-launch of my new book, Fast Muscle Building, on Thursday, February 4th. The book covers 15 secrets, including workouts, nutrition, supplementation, etc. I'm also giving away some crazy bonuses for people who buy it Thursday on the big launch. Blueprint bulletin issues, special reports, and more cool stuff. The best news is this. It'll be at the lowest price possible that day. Less than $1, 99 cents.
Wow.
Yeah. So
now, you know what a lot of people are going to think right away, right? That for 99 cents, it doesn't have anything valuable in it. You're just using it as some sort of loss leader.
Oh, they would be very mistaken. Very mistaken. So people should go to fastmusclebook.com, and the pre-launch again is Thursday, and I am super excited about this because I know people are going to love it.
99 cents. How can you not want to spare a buck?
I know it. Not even a buck, right?
So the first question for today's Blueprint Power Hour comes from John Kofopoulos. He says, what's the best analgesic painkiller out there? Of the various options, I'd like to know which falls where. Over the years, I've listened to a lot of SHR shows, but the Blueprint Power Hour will always be my favorite.
Yeah, well, I appreciate that, John. Your question isn't as simple as it sounds. I'm currently going through the same dilemma, and my old injuries have become really bad. But with rest, active recovery, and a few other options, here are my suggestions. Again, these would all be supplement or nutraceutical related. First is DMSO roll-on. The roll-on just makes it more convenient. If you can get past the smell, DMSO is a fantastic transdermal solution. I'd rank it the number one penetration enhancer out there with secondary antioxidant and other beneficial properties as well. It's not quite as potent a painkiller, but as a pre- and post-workout preventative, it is hard to beat. Second is Kraton. And for the record, mile-high Kraton strains are excellent for pain relief, but especially their private reserve Green Indo. It's fantastic stuff. In addition to improving your mood, relaxing you while providing a curious mental and physical energy, it's tough to describe. It's likely the best analgesic strain out there. And I'm told that it's the number one bestseller of all their strains. So, which should really say something. That's milehighcreatown.com. Curcumin. Metacurcumin is your go-to choice here, as the absorption is just hard to beat. Curcumin is a fantastic acute painkiller with incredible health benefits as well. The orange color herb has more health benefits than you can shake a stick at. Note, a lot of people are mistakenly buying turmeric instead. Curcumin is the active in turmeric, and most turmeric is only 3 to 5% curcumin by weight. And finally, probably the best in this category, Cesis quadrangularis. Cesis is an Ayurvedic term that means bonding, and it's an incredibly effective remedy, not just for muscles, but also for tendons, ligaments, and bone. You know, 1.5 to 2 grams taken in the a.m. and p.m. works wonders for my shoulders, elbows, and knees. In fact, you'll know within a day or two when you stop taking this stuff what a big difference it makes. So of all the ingredients on this list, then, Cesis is my top pick. Your go-to brand is, I would say, Primaforce Cesis. So
okay.
Cesis is number one by a landslide.
Okay, so the next question comes from Randy Hilly. He says, what can you tell me about healing peptides? Of all the research you've done, which ones are the best? Also, Fragment 176 sure looks good. What's your take on it? Is 176 the portion of growth hormone associated with fat loss?
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it sounds good, but I'll get to that in a minute.
Yeah, I know. I feel the same way, I think, as you do.
You know, there are many peptides that heal injuries. Your bread and butter should be, my opinion, MOD-GRF-129 and a GHRP, like GHRP-2, 6, Ipramelin, or Hexarelin. Those all boost GH and do so within the confines of your natural chemistry, i.e. not shutting down your natural production. Of all those GRHAPs, though, there's one standout for healing injuries, Hexarelin. You know, I can't tell you the difference this makes. This stuff is made in healing shoulders, tendons, elbows, knees, etc. It's far and away your best GHRP. Here's why. When Hexarelin enters the body, it puts several natural functions into play. So as it circulates growth hormone in the body, it also raises your IGF-1 in the liver. IGF-1, as we all know, insulin-like growth factor. It's that level increase that helps to stimulate muscle growth. Although I wouldn't look for a ton of it, at least if you're not comparing it to anabolics. Hexarelin is similar to GHRP-6 when it comes to structure, but it doesn't induce hunger the way GHRP-6 does, because growth hormone has receptors in adipose tissue. It can help to reduce the amount of fat in those tissues. When Hexarelin is in the central nervous system, it can help to protect neural activity as well. You also get the strongest pulse of any GHRP, any of the GHRP options out there. Human growth hormone fragment 176, it's a protein peptide, right, made from the amino acids 176 through 191. The HGH in 176 stands for human growth hormone and has been supposedly proven to reduce fat and helps with weight loss, making it a highly desirable substance. It works by mimicking the way natural HGH regulates someone's metabolism. Now, that sounds good, right? Not so fast. Using a pretty judicious dose in my research, I noted no effect at all. Zero. Zip. Nada. You know, so let me save you some money. Pass on fragment 176. You'll be glad you did.
I want to chime in here on 176 for a second.
Yeah.
all the good research that shows its lipolytic effects, you've got to shoot it every 1.5 to 3 hours. So you have to become a pincushion to see its effects. But here's the downside. Here's the dark side of 176. It definitely can reduce body fat the same way growth hormone can reduce body fat.
Yeah.
But it reduces the natural pulse of growth hormone. So you will stop producing natural growth hormone in the presence of 176 if you use it the way you're supposed to, injecting it every 3 hours, let's say. There were five. The one study I saw that was really impressive and where everybody got high on the whole idea of 176 being lipolytic was, I want to say, 250 micrograms every 3 hours for five injections a day. And granted, if you injected growth hormone three times a day, one IU three times a day, a total of three IUs a day, you're not exceeding the recommended anti-aging dose where you're going to start having problems. But you'd probably see the same amount of fat loss. The problem with 176, in my humble opinion, is it blunts the production of your own growth hormone. So what is that affecting in your body when all you're focused on is fat loss? That's my only point.
Not only that, it's expensive as hell.
Yeah, I know.
So, if it was me, I would pass on 176.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one. I've actually got like 8 vials of it in my freezer for 2 years. That just goes to show you how long ago I lost interest in it. Johnny Varlow says, we've heard before about this new product from Predator that you've talked about. Can you provide more information, like when will it be available and what will it contain?
All right, the product in question will be a pre- and intra-workout. It'll also be a non-stimulant. It's designed to amplify overload and recovery by including the following ingredients. It's going to be a lactic acid quencher. All right, this isn't beta-alanine, which takes too long, in my opinion, to notice its effects. Instead, it works acutely to recover you faster in between sets. It absolutely squelches lactic acid and allows you to work faster, leading to more total tonnage performed every workout. It also contains a dual creatine Krebs cycle intermediary. This is a highly absorbable form of creatine, right? It's paired with a Krebs cycle intermediary. The combination of squelching lactic acid, elevating phosphocreatine levels, and Krebs cycle intermediaries has been shown to help in the following. 1, enhancement of performance. Right? This may have been achieved by a selection of mechanisms, but of most importance is a precursor to carnosine synthesis. In fact, research proves that one of the ingredients is very much a nutrient then it can increase muscle carnosine levels. That same ingredient has been shown to increase muscle uridine levels, and elevated levels of uridine, which is an RNA base, have been shown to significantly increase muscle contractile capacity. Finally, salts of the other ingredient, has been shown to pass easily through cell membranes. Now, considering creatine's inherent issues with bioavailability, stability, and the other ingredient is advantageous in resolving those issues, it thus improves creatine's efficacy and rate of target tissue saturation of phosphocreatine. It's got unique essential amino acid and non-essential amino acid ratios, right? It's different than Synthogen, right, which contains no non-essential aminos. If you're still skeptical on the ratios being different, stay with me because the following examples are going to convince you. We all know leucine needs to be in play for optimal results. The NIH study I often quote comes to mind. It shows EAAs when taken pre-workout stimulate 600% greater protein synthesis, yet in the ratios disclosed, leucine is only used in the amount of 981 milligrams. If that's not enough, there's this. 5 grams of leucine plus non-essential aminos showed much greater effect versus 3 grams when used under the same conditions. So you tell me, is there room for improvement here? You betcha. And just like with Synthogen, I've built a better mousetrap. ETA is 2 to 3 months.
So, pretty exciting stuff, I'll tell you that.
I'm excited to see how people do with it.
We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we have a question from Jennifer Skulnick. I know that name.
Yeah.
She liked my photo this morning.
Yeah.
Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Blueprint Power Hour.
Category Killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen. With results literally from workout one, you'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered 2 more bottles. And another, the overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used. Visit CoachRobRegis.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N labs.com.
Too much on your mind to fall asleep?
Oh no.
It happens to all of us every now and then. Instead of counting sheep, count Sleep Factors. A naturopathic formulated blend that supports falling asleep naturally. No medicated numbing, no harsh interruptions of your body's natural flow. Sleep Factors work in harmony with your body and its natural rhythms. So sleep just happens naturally. Sleep Factors by Michael's Naturopathic Programs. You can find Sleep Factors and Michael's entire line of body-loving naturopathic formulations at your local health food store or online at michaelshealth.com. Practitioner formulated. Practitioner approved.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I am a big fan of Only Goodness Inside, the MGDO healthy deodorant. I'm a businesswoman. I have to dress up at work. It goes on smooth, it dries quickly, and it never gets on my clothes.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams grams of prebiotic fiber and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back. Dr. Mara DePasquale will be on Superhuman Radio tomorrow. After Science for Humans, you're not going to want to miss this show. In fact, Dr. DePasquale will probably be a regular, at least once a month, probably twice a month as we move forward. Dr. DePasquale, Dr. Mara DePasquale holds the esteemed, title as the very first guest to ever appear on Superhuman Radio at the end of 2005, in November 2005. And you've followed him at all, Rob, but he kind of disappeared from the landscape for a while, because he had some, family things going on, you know, some things he had to attend to, and he really couldn't contribute to, the physical culture community, other than his website, his supplements, and so on. He wasn't really making appearances, but he's coming back tomorrow to Superhuman Radio. I'm going to start off revisiting the Anabolic Diet book.
Awesome.
Especially since ketogenic diets are all the rage today. Dr. DePasquale was promoting a form of the ketogenic diet 35 years ago to build muscle, so we're going to talk about that tomorrow. Jennifer Skulnick says, why is it I tighten up and lose weight when performing lactic acid type training versus cardio? I dropped 7 pounds of what it feels like is pure body fat in just a few weeks.
Yeah, the answer here is multifaceted. These are some of the reasons why. First, lactic acid training boosts GH to a significantly larger degree. In fact, it boosted up to 9 times higher versus baseline. You heard that right, 9 times higher versus baseline. And that's before you layer in pre-workout GABA in the amount of just 3 grams. And doing so has been shown to boost GH an astounding 480%. Not just boost it, but boost biologically active GH, and that was in 20-somethings research subjects. So for a cheap and effective supplement, that's an advantage that you can't afford to be giving up, in my opinion. So next, it elevates your heart rate in ways no amount of cardio can match. You know, try it sometime. Take your pulse after just one round of lactic acid tolerance training versus cardio. It just doesn't compare. When you stack 6 compound movements together with little to no rest between sets, separated by 1 minute of rest between, you know, the loops, it's not even close. Now, next, we have weight training's effect on the muscles. Cardio involves little to no resistance, so the muscle building and longer-term fat loss is negligible. By going through the mechanical stretch and contraction machinations that is weight training, you get a powerful fat loss and muscle-building effect. You know, cardio just doesn't come close. Even HIIT training pales to lactic acid tolerance training with the weights. In fact, if you're performing lactic acid tolerance training 3 to 4 times a week, I will go on record as saying you need no cardio. And it's done and over with in a shade over 5 minutes, you know, and that's the minimum. If this isn't incentive enough, I don't know what is. Finally, we get to the stubborn fat gobbling effect of lat versus cardio. Here again, lat reigns supreme because GH is a much more effective fat gobbler of stubborn fat. So ladies, if you have a pooch and that you don't want or any extra weight on your hips and glutes, there's no more effective method of burning it off. As for Jennifer, your 7 pounds coming off in 2 to 3 weeks is a function of acute and the longer-term GH burst and elevation from lactic acid training. You get all of that in less than 25 minutes a week of exercise. So please do consider making the switch, ladies.
Seth Flanders says, what do you reckon is the best short-term training and supplement protocol for gaining strength?
It's not even close, no question about it. German loaning pattern 1, found in the blueprint, plus a bottle of Synthogen or Progenidrex. What you have here are unquestionably the two most effective training and supplement protocols available anywhere at any price. First, let's look at the training aspect. German loading pattern 1 is a 6-workout plan that reliably adds anywhere from 5 to 7% on your 1-rep max. That means a 300-pound bench, it boosts it to 315, anywhere between 315 and 320. That's a huge increase, and it does it in 6 workouts. A 400-pound squat moves to 420 or 430, similar numbers on the deadlift. You know, name me one other program that does that for you in 2 to 3 weeks. There isn't one. All right, next we get to Synthogen, which, as you know, is the absolute category killer in recovery. It virtually wipes out all DOMS and accelerates your recovery dramatically, as in you feel ready to go the next day. Now, on a 6-workout program, that means you're going to hit that new 1-rep max likely in 2 weeks. It is undeniably the absolute, the best you can do insofar as recovering fast. One user who wrote me, he's on 200 milligrams of TestSip and DECA. He wrote me an email that he couldn't believe the difference it made, asking me how it could work so well. You pair both of those, right, the program and the supplement, and it's game over for your competition. Right, in 2 weeks, you're going to blow past them in record time. If you get the Blueprint 2.0, you'll have months worth of loading patterns. You can stack together, right, to add hundreds of pounds to your total in record time. CoachRobRegish.com for both of them.
We're going to take a quick commercial break. We've got lots more questions from listeners. If you ever want to send Rob a question, you can send it to onair@superhumanradio.com, and we will make sure that it gets to him and it's added to one of the upcoming Blueprint Power Hour. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in 2 great-tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code Superhuman Radio to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin
Superhuman by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use Superhuman Curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need Metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
Even for extraordinary people, it's all about motivation. Getting going and focusing is easier said than done. That's why people like you with big goals and bigger dreams are turning to Exact to feel motivation now. Exact delivers the breakthrough mental energy you crave and unleashes your creativity. Exact combines precise levels of six ingredients that greatly improves brain power and produces intensity. Many of our customers say Exact brings them instant gratification, making them feel happy, bright, and attentive. We say Exact delivers, guaranteed or your money back. Go to xactmind.com to get your trial pack absolutely free and experience life with the motivation, focus, and drive it takes to realize your potential.
Anabolicminds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You, too, can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
From the makers of GLC 2000, now comes Actistatin Pro Athlete. The Actistatin formula gives you all four forms of glucosamine and chondroitin, plus Actistatin's triple patented delivery method to optimize cellular uptake and utilization of glucosamines, chondroitin, ascorbate, and manganese. Regenerate and maintain cartilage. Promote joint mobility and flexibility. Replenish lost collagen. Get 20% off your next order using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the GLC banner ad today. Push the limits. Feel the difference with Actistatin.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back to the Blueprint Power Hour. CoachRobRegish.com is the place to go. Pete Schindler says, what do you think of combining static holds with something like Tabata? And on top of that, throw in a high rep set to failure to finish off. Sounds like a lot of damage.
There is a lot of damage. You know, I've successfully combined those techniques with one another, in fact, and had excellent results. The problem is guys do multiple sets. They get crippling soreness and don't recover from that stimulus. Much less grow. It's tempting because you can see in your mind's eye and feel the technique working. So guys, double or triple up, and that's where your trouble starts. As much as I counsel guys to perform one and only one work set, they can't seem to help themselves. So combining static holds and Tabata for biceps, for example, it results in a sick pump. Guys like this, they get greedy and they want more and push themselves through more. In the case of training, more isn't better. Less is actually better. The key, you need to flick the overload switch. Think of it like this. You walk into a room and you flip the switch to turn the lights on. You don't have to keep flicking it, right? If you do, you'll eventually burn the switch out, which is what most guys end up doing. You know, as far as the high rep finisher set, I counsel against that now. I just don't like it, and here's why. Just a few days after combining those techniques, I was hospitalized for rhabdo. Huh. And yeah, I did some other squatting and some other stuff, but I have to believe it was as a result of that little quote unquote experiment. And yeah, it was only my biceps. And yeah, it was only one set. But that's what it got me. So I would tell you with full confidence today, don't fool around with it.
You know, I'm with you on this. These types of advanced techniques work really well individually. When you start blending them together, you're actually attempting to harm the muscle. I mean, that's the objective. Oh, I'm going to hurt my muscles. And you know, you have to think about the endpoints of your behavior here. If your goal is to grow and to grow stronger, the last thing you want to do is, I don't know, put yourself on the rack and let someone stretch you until your muscles stretch so far the joints give out. I mean, I know that people are thinking, oh, that's absurd, but think about it. I mean, each one of these techniques in and of itself is an advanced technique designed to cause greater muscle damage, greater inroads to muscle adaptation. And really, in my opinion, they should be done singly. Like, why shoot all of your arrows out of the quiver in one shot?
Yeah.
You know, I've been doing this form of high-intensity training now. And my body's responding well as far as muscle growth goes. But every couple weeks, I literally back off. And for me, backing off means I'm just going to take the volume I do down. So that's an easy one for me. Instead of training for an hour, I train for 40 minutes. That 20-minute reduction in time allows my body to recover enough that I can then start another cycle of doing it for an hour for the next couple weeks. And if I started to combine some of these techniques in with what I'm doing now, the damage I would do would be ridiculous, and I would probably injure myself. I'd have an overuse injury. I would have to give up training for a while, and the setback that you know, the goal has to be to train in such a way where you don't have any interruptions in training and use these techniques to rotate in and out of your training as opposed to lumping them all together in an effort to do damage to the muscle that's not going to be repaired easily and may not be repaired at all, quite frankly.
Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, the temptation to say, well, if one of these techniques is good, then three of them must be great, is the mistake that I made.
I think it's a mistake that a lot of people make. And when you look at, you know, when you, I remember Bobby Lashley. I don't know if you know who he is. He was a professional wrestler. I don't know if he still wrestles.
Yeah.
He used to train at my gym. And Bobby would come in and wouldn't be there very long. He wouldn't be at the gym very long at all. He would get in and he would train extremely hard, extremely heavy, and then get out of there. And he wasn't spending 2 hours in the gym given the physique he had when he first started wrestling. I mean, he was a monster. I mean, he was putting 405 up in the incline back then for reps.
Yeah.
You know, but he wasn't doing all this crazy stuff. You never saw him doing anything crazy, but you saw him training as hard as he could for a reasonable period of time and then spending time recovering. You know, which leads me to another pet peeve of mine right now. So I wear a Fitbit. Do you wear one, Rob?
No.
Okay. So I wear a Fitbit, and the goal of a Fitbit is to hit 10,000 steps every single day because we know that activity leads to greater life, longevity, better health. And these edicts, if you will, have been established for what Arnold Schwarzenegger used to call regular people. So if you're going into the gym and training like a monster for an hour, 4 days a week, I don't think you need to get 10,000 steps a day. In fact, I think you need to rest more than the average person. The average person does zero. Zero. The biggest stress they feel is getting out of bed in the morning.
Yeah.
So they need 10,000 steps a day. I'm starting to rethink this goal of getting over 10,000 steps a day when we start talking about we superhumans or those in the Blueprint Army who are going into the gym and training at superhuman levels, and then going, okay, now I got to get my 15,000 steps in today. You may not grow as much as you want if you're focusing on that. We know that one of the things that made us unique from an evolutionary perspective is that we rested when we needed rest.
Yeah.
And, you know, we didn't feel the need to get up and move around every single day to the same degree. Move, move, move. So we have to understand that part of our makeup is when you know you need to rest, you need to rest. But you don't know you need to rest when you're looking at this silly thing on your wrist going, oh, but I need to get another 4,000 steps today. Meanwhile, you squatted yesterday. You moved 20,000 pounds of weight yesterday in an hour, and now you're focused on getting 10,000 steps today. You mark my words. In the years to come, they're going to discover that people who exercise vigorously are actually doing themselves a great disservice by trying to focus on how many steps they get when the goal is to become stronger and more muscular.
I would agree, and especially so given the metabolic cost of high-intensity weight training. You know, be that one set to absolute muscular failure, static holds, you know, Tabata, whatever it may be, the metabolic cost of training is enormous. To throw 10,000 steps on top of that, I'm not sure that's a wise.
Well, and think about this. So Jennifer Skulnick's talking about training at lactic acid tolerance training.
Yep.
How many women do you think would even put themselves through that? How many women do you think that doing a Zumba class is too exhausting? And oh, I get, and then it's so hard. It's so, and then you have a woman here that's training in such a way that she is engorging her muscles with blood, developing metabolic waste byproducts that are causing severe pain. And when that pain starts, that's when the work starts. Because now you got to keep going. Because once the pain starts, you are in the zone. To think about how we work in this audience. Think about how we train. We embrace pain. The average person in the population is repelled by pain. Yeah. We embrace it. It tells us we're going where we need to go.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. And for, you know, 7 minutes, let's call it, of lactic acid tolerance training, 3 or 4 days a week to do that, it's a small price to pay for the potential rewards and upside that it delivers. It's much, much better than cardio. You don't need, like I said before, I'll go on record, you don't need cardio if you're doing lactic acid training 4 times a week.
No, because your heart is, it looks, if you look at your heart rate, it looks like you just sprinted 7 times.
Yeah.
All right, let's take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we've got the blueprint tip of the day. Later in the show, we're going to talk about how early antibiotic use changes a child's microbiome. Not in a good way. Stay tuned.
The category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen, with results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered 2 more bottles. And another, the overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used. Visit CoachRobRegis.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Michael's naturopathic programs feature synergistically complete targeted formulas that utilize the healing power of nature, nourish the specific systems, treat the whole person, and do no harm. They are designed to give results, like Michael's popular Adrenal Extra, known as Energy Support, which is ideal for people with stressful lifestyles. It contains nutrients that support energy processes in the body, complemented with herbs. Michael's naturopathic programs are available at local health food stores or on the web at michaelshealth.com.
MadeByHemp.com sells the highest quality products derived from industrial hemp, raw oils high in CBD, tinctures, and salves. You can also get fashionable apparel made from industrial hemp at MadeByHemp.com. CBD is a constituent of industrial hemp that has no psychoactive properties, but has been shown to provide a variety of health benefits. Go to MadeByHemp.com today and take a look at all of our amazing products. Use the coupon code SHR to save 25% off your entire order. MadeByHemp.com, your one-stop shop for all things hemp on the web.
Not all so-called
called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I am a big fan of Only Goodness Inside, the MGDO Healthy Deodorant. I'm a businesswoman. I have to dress up at work. It goes on smooth, it dries quickly, and it never gets on my clothes.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You, too, can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Even for extraordinary people, it's all about motivation. Getting going and focusing is easier said than done. That's why people like you with big goals and bigger dreams are turning to Exact to feel motivation now. Exact delivers the breakthrough mental energy you crave and unleashes your creativity. Exact combines precise levels of 6 ingredients that greatly improves brain power and produces intensity. Many of our customers say Exact brings them instant gratification, making them feel happy, bright, and attentive. We say Exact delivers, guaranteed or your money back. Go to xactmind.com to get your trial pack absolutely free and experience life with the motivation, focus, and drive it takes to realize your potential.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back.
Attention, please. Attention, please. This shit here feels like a whole entire world.
Whoa. So here comes the blueprint tip of the day from Rob Regish. What is the blueprint tip of the day?
It is Kratom potentiators, how to get more from less. So I've spoken before about the wonders of Kratom, which is a plant indigenous to Southeast Asia and the lush, warm climates that characterize it. It's an interesting plant with over a dozen strains with varying effects. Moreover, there are varying effects within the same strain. For example, low-dose green vein kratoms impart an energizing and analgesic effects, where higher doses impart relaxation. Now, virtually every kratom, though, is a mix between being highly stimulating, relaxing, analgesic, and even euphoric. Employers in that region much prefer employees who chew kratom leaves versus those that smoke pot, who lack motivation to do anything. Kratom users, on the other hand, are relaxed, but having energy to work. Both groups are happy, but let's face it, when you're laughing and horizontal, you can't get much work done. So you're probably wondering which strain. To make this simple, I'm going to keep this to two strains, Green Malay and Red Vein Borneo. Bali is also called Red Vein Borneo. So once you have those two, Borneo, by the way, is for pure relaxation, where Green Malay is motivating and energizing with a relaxation tail to it. Bali lasts a good 4 to 6 hours, with Green Malay lasting a good while longer, 7 to 8. Both contain the active Mitrogena speciosa, with varying amounts of 7-hydroxymitrogenes. You know it's working when you feel every muscle in your body relax, yet you also feel like doing something. That something, by the way, shouldn't be driving, at least until you know how it affects you. Too much kratom is not pleasant. as in pinhole-sized pupils, and the wobbles. You get wobbly just walking around. Suggested 3 to 5 grams to start when using either of those strains. You can go up to 8 to 10, but only cautiously after assessing tolerance. Which brings me to potentiators. I've tried all different types, and by far the two that work the best are Tagamet, or cimetidine hydrochloride, and Tranquilogen. You want to dose 2 caps of cimetidine and 2 of TQ 15 minutes prior to dosing your kratom. The speculation is that both of those tie up the cytochrome P450 enzyme in the liver, resulting in much higher blood levels of kratom. Personally, I use Tranquilogen due to its curcumin content, but also for the related, the added rhodiola, picomelin, and 5-HTP. It's miles better than straight curcumin, as the rhodiola amplifies kratom's energy effect, and the picomelin and 5-HTP amplify the relaxation side of the equation. It's like TQ on steroids. One final note before speaking at length about this next week. MileHighKratom.com has, without question, the finest stuff in the biz. I've sampled a lot of Kratom over the years, going so far as to order it from Malaysia. Mile High stuff, it isn't just stronger, it's cleaner, too, meaning it doesn't impart the Kratom crash. Some brands do. I find their stuff to be orders of magnitude better. Their service is outstanding, too. And being a U.S. operation, there's no pesky customs BS to deal with. Other vendors take forever to get it here and have to label it as, let's call it, natural candle-making material or some sort of BS. The owner over at Mile High is a great guy, too. He works hard to deliver the absolute best material and customer service on the planet. If you're into Kratom as a pre-workout or just value its way to relax, you can do nothing finer than patronize him, in my opinion. One final note about Kratom and the eyes. You can try to hide it as much as possible, but it's not going to help you. You know, your pupils will narrow down to a very, very, very small point. So you need to be careful while you're driving. These police officers are trained to notice such things.
I didn't think Kratom had any type of psychotropic effects where it would affect that part of your nervous system.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know, if you're dosing it, you know, test me on what I'm saying. You know, give it time to settle in, about an hour, and then go into the mirror and take a look. You know, if you're just laying around the house watching Netflix or whatever, okay, you know, it's all well and good. But I would not drive on the stuff. Just don't go there. Take it some time when you know you're going to be home and relaxing.
Are you using Kratom as a performance enhancer? Do you ever take any before you train?
Yes, to be honest.
You find it effective as a performance enhancer?
Very. You know, it allows you to be stimulated without being overstimulated. It's really, I mean, the Green Malay that I use from Mile High and the Magda, I think it is just fantastic. Very.
I haven't taken the plunge and tried it yet, but I've thought about trying it. I actually am going to try CBD oil first. I have to put an order together of CBD oil madebyhemp.com, which is our sponsor.
Because have you had Kratom before?
No, but I've heard really good things about CBD oil because it does not have any kind of psychotropic effects. You know, it doesn't make your pupils smaller. It doesn't make you feel anything other than it just kind of relaxes and takes the edge off. People who take it for anxiety purposes, sing the praises of it because it doesn't do anything else but release lower anxiety. So it doesn't make you feel groggy. It doesn't make you move slower. It doesn't make you feel giddy or silly. It just stops the anxiety response.
Right. I'd love to try it. I really would.
The CBD oil.
Yeah.
All right. So let me see if I can get some for you too, and maybe we could do a trial and talk about it on the air.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
So real quick, plug the book again. The book is going to be released when?
Thursday.
This Thursday, right. Which will be today is the 2nd, 3rd, 4th, the 4th, February 4th.
Right.
Okay. And people will go where to get it?
Fastmusclebook.com.
Fastmusclebook.com. And once they are there, they just pay 99 cents. Do they have to use any kind of special payments to pay, or just PayPal, credit card, anything?
No, the link will take them right to Amazon, and it's 99 cents.
Oh, that's
Amazon
awesome.
Allows you a variety of ways to pay.
Now, is this a Kindle book, or is this a PDF?
It'll be both a Kindle and a PDF, as well as, if I'm not mistaken, a hard copy.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Now, if they buy the hard copy for 99 cents, obviously there's shipping and handling there, too.
Right. But you know what? For what it is, go there and grab it as soon as you can on Thursday because it contains a lot of fantastic information.
Will you stop selling it at some point in time?
We'll stop selling it for 99 cents, that's for sure.
I gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Oh, that makes perfect sense. Well, good for you. And I think it's a great idea. So check it out. And the website again is fastmusclebook.com.
Fastmusclebook.com.
There you go. Check it out. And, of course, always check out CoachRobRegish.com. Coach, thanks for being on the show today.
Thank you.
Talk to you soon. Okay. All right, we're going to take one quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about the effects of early exposure to antibiotics and changes in the gut microbes. Stay tuned.
HempDotCom sells the highest quality products derived from industrial hemp, raw oils high in CBD, tinctures, and salves. You can also get fashionable apparel made from industrial hemp at MadeByHemp.com. CBD is a constituent of industrial hemp that has no psychoactive properties, but has been shown to provide a variety of health benefits. Go to MadeByHemp.com today and take a look at all of our amazing products. Use the coupon code SHR to save 25% off your entire order. MadeByHemp.com, your one-stop shop for all things hemp on the web.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide. Prime Nutrition is proud to present
present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date. Now available in two great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dyes. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today. The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back. So, I think we've all known that antibiotics affect the microbiome. We've been talking about the microbiome now for almost 8 years, and it's becoming more and more intriguing every single day. The linkage between the microbes that infest us and the etiology of diseases or even the preservation of health is becoming very clear. Yesterday's show, we talked about how iron affects Parkinson's disease in the brain. But in the discussion, the scientists mentioned that some of the early symptoms of Parkinson's disease may actually link it to a change in the gut before the brain becomes damaged. The microbiome is becoming more and more important, and in my humble opinion, is the new frontier within science. And my next guest is Dr. Katri Capella. How you doing, Dr. Capella?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. Thank you for coming to be here on the show. You are with the University of Helsinki, and your group just recently published a paper that looked at antibiotic use in early life and how it affects normal gut microbiota development in children. What made you do this study? What questions led to this study?
Well, until now, we have known that in mice, antibiotic use changes dramatically the gut microbiota and also predisposes to obesity and metabolic problems, as well as then immunological problems. But we didn't know what happens in human children and whether the very common antibiotic use in human children is linked to their microbiota development. So that's what we then set out to study.
Okay. So discuss the design of your study. There was 142 children in this cohort, correct?
Yes, yes. So we had a fairly uniform cohort of Finnish children all living in the same area, all attending the same daycare centers where they actually all received a fairly similar diet because they got daily meals at the daycare. And we obtained their drug purchase register information. We have in Finland a national registry where all drug purchases are stored on an individual basis. So we were able to collect detailed data on which antibiotics these children had received throughout their lives. And then we collected their fecal samples to study the microbiota and then linked the antibiotic use to the microbiota.
Okay, so what was the scale of exposure to antibiotics in these children, and how early did it begin in those who were exposed to antibiotics?
Well, all but three of these children had been exposed. It's very, very difficult to find a child anywhere that hasn't ever used any antibiotics. But then there is a large variation, of course, between children in how often they get these drugs and what kind of drugs they get. But on average, a child will receive at least one course every year during the preschool age.
And is this to you say that almost like it's rudimentary. Is this to treat a cold or an illness, or do they get them for prophylactic purposes?
No, not prophylactically.
Okay.
It's always to treat infections, usually respiratory infections. They are very common in children and very often treated with antibiotics.
Do you have any data on how many of these children were C-section, cesarean section delivered babies?
Unfortunately, that data I did not have for these children.
Because obviously there's a lot of data coming forth now that children born to cesarean section seem to have already a disadvantage in, as far as the diversity of the introductory microbiome that they would pick up as they pass through the vaginal canal through delivery. And so
yes,
that would
definitely
play a role too, right?
Yeah, that's definitely true. How long that difference then lasts and whether it's a long-term thing, we don't currently know.
Okay. So of these children, were there any particular antibiotics that seemed to be the most, let's say, effective at disrupting the microbes? I know there's different classes of antibiotics out there.
Yes, so we looked at the most commonly used antibiotic types, so the penicillin type and then a macrolide type, which are the two most used antibiotics in children in Europe and also in the States. And of those two different classes, the macrolides were clearly had a stronger effect. Not to say that the penicillin type antibiotics didn't have an effect, they definitely did, but the other type was much stronger or more effective.
And so when you looked at these children's microbiome, obviously through fecal samples, was it just one time that you looked at it, or was it over the course of time?
For most of the children, we received two samples, so they were 7 months apart.
Okay. So what did you find when you looked at the microbiota of these children who were exposed to antibiotics?
We found that overall in this cohort of normal healthy children, their macrolide antibiotic use was the number one, by far the strongest factor driving the microbiome composition and functions.
And when you looked at the actual microbiota, did you see that they were deficient in specific types of microbes that you would expect to see in a child's gut?
Yes. So perhaps the strongest and clearest effect of particularly of the macrolide antibiotics was a depletion of bifidobacteria, which is considered to be a very very important group of bacteria, especially in children, and generally one of the taxa that are generally considered very healthy and beneficial.
I remember I wrote a blog not too long ago about there are things in our food supply today that have antimicrobial, antibacterial activity that if in large enough doses can be considered almost antibiotic-like. Usually these are chemical herbicides. And I discussed in this particular blog that the two phyla of microbes, Bacteroidetes and Firmicutes, one is associated with leanness and energy utilization, and the other one is associated with obesity and energy conservation. I believe the Bacteroidetes are the ones associated with obesity. Correct me if I'm wrong.
There is quite some controversial results regarding that, so it's probably not quite that simple.
Okay, but nonetheless, if in fact there is difference in the level of obesity contributing bacteria in the gut, we know that the ones that seem to contribute to leanness seem to be the ones that are most susceptible to be affected by antibiotics. The others are more robust. Do you see any of that in these children? Do you see a linkage between certain bacteria and obesity?
We did look at also the associations between the children's weight and their microbiota, and there were some interesting associations, but what was perhaps more interesting was the fact that all of the things that we observed happening in the children that used particularly these macrolide antibiotics are things that have previously been associated with obesity and metabolic syndrome. So, for example, this lack of bifidobacteria is one thing that has been associated in mouse studies and also in humans. Usually a high abundance of bifidobacteria is considered to protect against diet-induced obesity. Mm. And there were many other aspects of the microbiota that were either decreased or increased in a way that has been associated with metabolic problems.
Interesting. Do we know if any of these children were breastfed?
Yes, we do. So all of them were breastfed, most of them for more than 6 months. So breastfeeding is quite universal in Finland and highly promoted.
Thank God. Because
yes,
these poor kids would be worse off if they weren't breastfed. I can assure you of that. Okay, so what was most surprising about the research? When you started to tease this information, what were you most surprised about?
I guess the fact that the effect of this macrolide was so overwhelming and so dramatic. It was the number one factor affecting the microbiota. I perhaps was expecting something more subtle. And also the fact that the effect doesn't go away within months. It takes at least a year, if not 2 years, for the microbiota to recover.
Ah, but it is capable of recovering.
It does recover, yes. But the question is whether it recovers fast enough to not leave a permanent effect on the developing metabolism or developing immune system. That is what we don't know yet.
Talking about the immune system, was there a higher degree of asthma in these children who were exposed to antibiotics earlier on? Did I lose you?
I can't hear anything.
Oh, I said, was there a higher degree of asthma in the children who were exposed to antibiotics?
Yes, so we found an interesting association between the risk of asthma and the use of macrolide antibiotics during the first 2 years of life. So those children who had received several courses of macrolides in their early life, they had a clearly increased risk of asthma.
This is amazing. I'm trying to find the names of some of the macrolide type antibiotics here. Erythromycin, very popular amongst children. Zithromax, very powerful. Biaxin. These are all very common, given to children for a variety of different reasons throughout childhood. I want to take a break, and when we come back, I want to talk about what this research should, what signal or message this research should send to especially clinicians and pediatricians out there. We're going to take one quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at SuperHumanRadio.com and use Superhuman Curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need Metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
For the best in real world, no nonsense, result producing and effective strength training, muscle building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to BrooksCubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to BrooksCubic.com right now.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
From the makers of GLC 2000, now comes Actistatin Pro Athlete. The Actistatin formula gives you all 4 forms of glucosamine and chondroitin, plus Actistatin's triple patented delivery method to optimize cellular uptake and utilization of glucosamines, chondroitin, ascorbate, and manganese. Regenerate and maintain cartilage. Promote joint mobility and flexibility. Replenish lost collagen. Get 20% off your next order using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the GLC banner ad today. Push the limits. Feel the difference with Actistatin.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. We're talking with Dr. Katri Korpela from the University of Helsinki about the effects of early antibiotic exposure in young children and how it disrupts normal gut microbe development. So what does this say? What message goes to people who care for children, pediatricians especially? Obviously, we can't say don't use antibiotics. Of course, there are times where the antibiotic is required to kill a pathogen, but there's obviously unwanted effects to the gut. What should we pick up from this message?
Well, I suppose the main message is really that antibiotics are not completely harmless to the human host, and that they are really powerful drugs that should be respected and therefore used with perhaps more care than currently is the case.
What about the idea, since the bifidobacteria seems to be the one that is disrupted to the greatest degree and also seems to be the most important one, and obviously there are probably others that are just as important, but we just haven't discovered that yet. Is it wise for parents to go out and get a good bifidobacteria-based probiotic to give to a child while they are on an antibiotic regimen?
I would guess that, yeah, that would probably be a good idea. Unfortunately, there aren't any studies to to show that which kind of probiotics could help counteract which types of antibiotics. I think that's really what we should try to find out, so that we would know exactly what type of probiotic strain to take to help during what type of antibiotic treatment. But I think the most best advice I can give right now is definitely to take bifidobacteria, especially when taking macrolide antibiotics.
What about when taking these broader spectrum penicillin-based, the amoxicillin and those types? What about the same thing? You think it's the same bifidobacteria that's important, that's harmed?
That probably is a good idea. I doubt it can be harmful. We have another study coming out hopefully very soon about exactly looking at a certain strain of probiotic. It's a lactobacillus strain, and that it seems to help especially when taken in combination with a penicillin-type antibiotic. But that strain does not help with the macrolide antibiotic. So right. Different strains clearly have different effects.
How do you determine which antibiotic and which probiotic would go hand in hand? Can you do that in a petri dish, or do you have to do that in vitro in someone's belly?
I think we really need more studies in humans to understand exactly what happens in children and also in adults when they take different types of antibiotics. Right now, we are really just starting to understand it.
Are any of the people within your group looking at things that have antibiotic-like properties that are in our food chain today?
We haven't looked at that, no. But there are some quite interesting mouse results where they have given mice very low-dose antibiotics, so that might be something related to getting antibiotic-like things in your food. And very similar things happen on a low-dose antibiotic regimen, so those mice are then have an increased susceptibility to diet-induced obesity, for example.
See, that one of the things that really concerns me, I started following, ironically, some research on obstructive sleep apnea a few years ago, and started to discover that there is a correlation between those who suffer from obstructive sleep apnea and those who have gut disorders. And then I saw a study, I think it was last year, that looked at waist circumference in an American population. That the study said that while body fat increase was not always indicative, there was still an increase in waist circumference that had more to do with a distension of the gut. And so we have people out there right now in the United States, pills, proton pump inhibitors, hydrogen blockers. These are all very popular. Everybody has stomach problems here, and they take pills, but they don't realize that the stomach problems are actually much more potentially devastating than just GERD or heartburn, which is to them the immediate concern. Oh, I have heartburn. I want to get rid of it. There's so much going on in our guts today, and I can't help but think that there is a portion of this, I call it a silent epidemic because no one puts it together, but there's a portion of this silent epidemic that is caused by these things in our chemicals in our food that have antibiotic-like properties that you're actually going through day in and day out, giving yourself very low doses of antibiotics that are leading to complete devastation of the gut microbes. And then everything in the gut goes bad after that. We have people who have small intestinal bacterial overgrowth. That was a big phenomenon a few years ago. Now they're just starting to make the connection that inflammation in the gut goes north into the esophagus and could be causing narrowing of the airways that leads to snoring and obstructive sleep apnea. But it all, in my humble opinion, all starts with the gut. All these problems are starting with our guts. Any opinion?
I would definitely agree. The gut is a very important place, and the bacteria that live there are metabolically highly active. also, it's immunologically a very active site, very important nervous system exists in the gut. So it's everything in the human body is linked, and definitely the gut is a very important organ. It may not only be antibiotic compounds in the diet, but also overall this very hygienic environment that affects how a baby is colonized, and also goes all the way to the transmission of bacteria from the mother to the infant, which we are more and more thinking is when everything starts. It's sort of when things start going wrong is if the baby doesn't get the bacteria that they're supposed to get from their mother.
In fact, did you read that study that was released late last week? It was embargoed late last week. I think it was actually released yesterday or the day before, where a group, I'm trying to think if, I don't know if they're in Germany, but they are now experimenting with women who have to deliver cesarean section. They're putting a swab inside the vagina of the mother before she delivers, like a large gauze. And they're leaving it there up until the time she has to deliver. Then they're removing it. And then once the baby is delivered, they're swabbing the baby's mouth and eyes and hands and face and neck and chest with this gauze in order to artificially transfer some of these microbes that the baby would have encountered through a normal delivery back onto the baby. And they're seeing good results with it. They've only done it with a handful of babies so far. But it does show some promise in a way forward, because cesarean sections are becoming more and more popular for a variety of reasons. They're necessary. It's not like people do it for fun. But we have to solve this problem of the deficit of microbes that baby comes into the world with. And this may be a very simple solution.
Yes, I definitely agree. And I believe that is the way of the future, that these babies need to be colonized with normal bacteria.
Dr. Coppella, I want to thank you so much for coming on the show to talk about this very important subject today.
Thank you.
Take care. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I am a big fan of Only Goodness Inside, the MGDO healthy deodorant. I'm a businesswoman. I have to dress up at work. It goes on smooth, it dries quickly, and it never gets on my clothes.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
There are few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Too much on your mind to fall asleep?
Oh, no.
It happens to all of us every now and then. Instead of counting sheep, count Sleep Factors, a naturopathic formulated blend that supports falling asleep naturally. No medicated numbing, no harsh interruptions of your body's natural flow. Sleep Factors work in harmony with your body and its natural rhythms, so sleep just happens naturally. Sleep Factors by Michael's Naturopathic Programs. You can find Sleep Factors and Michael's entire line of body-loving naturopathic formulations at your local health food store or online at michaelshealth.com. Practitioner formulated. Practitioner approved.
Even for extraordinary people, it's all about motivation. Getting going and focusing is easier said than done. That's why people like you with big goals and bigger dreams are turning to Exact to feel motivation now. Exact delivers the breakthrough mental energy you crave and unleashes your creativity. Exact combines precise levels of six ingredients that greatly improves brain power and produces intensity. Many of our customers say Exact brings them instant gratification, making them feel happy, bright, and attentive. We say Exact delivers, guaranteed or your money back. Go to xactmind.com to get your trial pack absolutely free and experience life with the motivation, focus, and drive it takes to realize your potential. Made by Hemp.com sells the highest quality products derived from industrial hemp, raw oils high in CBD, tinctures, and salves. You can also get fashionable apparel made from industrial hemp at madebyhemp.com. CBD is a constituent of industrial hemp that has no psychoactive properties, but has been shown to provide a variety of health benefits. Go to madebyhemp.com today and take a look at all of our amazing products. Use the coupon code SHR to save 25% off your entire order. Madebyhemp.com, your one-stop shop for all things hemp on the web.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
I like this song. Sounds like one of the what are those Transformers. Anyway, okay. So once again, we're talking about the microbiome, and right now, if you go to Superhuman Radio, there's a banner ad. It's one of the rotating skyscraper banner ads on the homepage for you to have your child's gut microbe sequenced. If you don't want to do it for yourself, do it for your kids. We're listening to these discussions about science and obesity and metabolic disease and asthma and these microbes. Find out if your child is actually seriously deficient in the bifidobacteria class. Maybe they need some supplements. Don't just go out and supplement if they don't need it. Get them tested. See what their gut looks like. I got a email this morning from a woman who's going in. She's only 26 years old. She thinks she has obstructive sleep apnea. She also does have some gut issues. I mean, there's an epidemic out there, and it's being foisted upon us by these industries that produce products that have antibiotic-like effects, and they're in our food. The FDA doesn't care, because the FDA doesn't provide any protection for American people any longer. So just forget that. There used to be a law that you couldn't spit on the sidewalk during the times where tuberculosis was rampant in our population. They never did away with the law, but no one gets a ticket for it. No one pays attention to it anymore. You spit on the sidewalk, no, you don't get a ticket. Back in the day, if you spat on the sidewalk, you got a ticket. And the FDA is kind of like that. It's like something that used to make a difference and was important, but it's not, and no one pays attention anymore because they provide no protection for the American population. The stuff that's in our food is at the root of so many diseases, including cancer and gut problems. They don't care. They don't have a clue. They're not going to change that. You have to do things on your own. So I say to you to go to superhumanradio.com and click the U-Biome banner ad. It's on the right-hand side, and you'll get a coupon code if you decide to buy. You don't have to buy, but go there and understand how easy it is in the privacy and comfort of your own home for you to have your own microbiome DNA sequence so that you know what's going on in your gut. So you can look at the current science and say, I have to be worried about this because my gut looks like that. Well, I don't have to be worried about this because my gut doesn't look like that. Never before has a test. I mean, I get 23andMe. That's always so cool. Oh, I have 3% Cro-Magnon man in me or whatever it is that, you know, they give. That's all fine. But really, what we're learning is the gut plays the biggest role in health, longevity, diseases, immunity, and everything else. This should be the test that people should be looking at, not whether or not, you know, they have some caveman in them. Okay? Check out your gut. Go to superhumanradio.com. Click the Ubiome banner ad. Use the coupon code. 10% off anything you buy there. Thanks for listening today. We'll see you tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio.